Go. Welcome to episode one of the Run Easy with Franzese. So Richard Franzese was a previous guest on the show. He is, as we mentioned in the show, a high top quality runner back in the day. He has had a bit of time away from running, but he's on the comeback. Richard Franzese is on the comeback. So this is the first episode of a fortnightly episode where Richard will recap on his training fortnight. And hopefully we will see how his journey unfolds. And I'm sure he'll have lots of interesting stories. But we're going to start with the first 2 weeks of 2022. Welcome, Richard Franzese, to the show.
Thanks, Damien. Thanks. Yeah. Right. So I'm gonna go back 2 weeks. I start just before the new year because that's when
Okay.
it's been 2.5 weeks, so it's early days. So yeah, I was just running around Harrods. So I was back in Harrow for a bit, and
Brilliant. Back in the hood. It's good.
did some old runs, a lot slower. So I'm just trying to target getting 4 or 5 days where I'm running. I don't care how far. I don't care how fast. So
Okay.
yeah, with that in mind, did a couple runs 2 weeks ago, 30 minutes, 25 minutes, so like 10:30 pace. So yeah, I was
Yeah,
still
that's
running.
good.
It
So
still counts.
I like the sensible start of your such the 20, 30 minutes. You know, just keep it manageable. That's good. Excellent.
I'll bet. Well, then the next day, I asked my mum, "Oh, hey, this route around the Hatch End. How far is it?" She says 3.25 miles, and I was thinking it's further than that, but you know, never mind. I didn't argue. I thought I'd do it, and it turns out it's 4.75 miles. So
Okay.
that's what I did on the third day. But that
Yeah,
was pretty good. That was pretty good. I was running like 9:30 pace, just under, which was I was actually really pleased with that.
good. Breaking a 10-minute barrier. It's good.
Yeah, a couple of days later, I did a park run down at Wimbledon Common, which
Okay.
was nice and flat,
Beautiful.
nice and muddy. I was trying to run 31 minutes, but I ran 27 something, 28, just under.
Smashed it. Smashed
Yeah,
it.
no, I'm
That's
listen.
it.
What I found with these things is if I think if it's a race, technically a race, technically,
Yeah.
if I start out like a steady run, it'll hit me after 15 minutes, no matter what. So that's what happened.
Okay.
But I that I'm fine with it. So that's whatever 28 minutes is for 5K, I don't know.
You've accepted it. That's it.
Yeah, and then I went to Oxford the next day, did a little run around my old stomping ground for half an hour, again like
Okay. It's
9:30 pace.
good. So
It
sticking to
was good.
sensible. Yeah.
The body was paying for it. It
Right.
was so slightly. And then I planned this way ahead. I was going to do an old run I used to do during the week in
Okay.
Oxford. It's called Boar's Hill. It's a nice
Right.
run. You run out of Oxford, run up a hill, go along the flat a bit, and then you just come down for a couple of miles into town. Anyway, this used to be like a Monday run for me, maybe a Monday, Wednesday, whatever. It turns out this is a bit further than I remember, and I was out for an hour and three quarters.
Wow, an hour and three quarters. Wow.
I yeah, it was there were some bits where I had to walk because it was a quagmire. It was so muddy.
Do you
But you know,
remember
yeah.
what time you were doing that back in the day when you were
I mean, no,
firing?
that'd be an hour run.
Wow.
That'd be 60 minutes, 65,
Jeez.
whatever,
So,
depending on which iteration I took. But you know, it
terrain
was
as
slow
well.
go. It was slow going though, right? It's about as muddy as it ever gets, on that route. It's just you have to walk some bits. But anyway, I'm just pleased I ran for that long,
Yeah.
and survived.
How was the body the next day?
You know, my calf, my left calf, left posterior was complaining again, but I kind of expected it.
Big jump.
I th
Big jump from 30
yeah,
to, yeah.
a big jump. Yeah, well, yeah, it was. I was hoping it to be like an hour and 10, but it's actually really funny. I remembered a little shortcut that I used to
Okay.
take, and now that I see it on Strava, turns out it's not a shortcut.
Oh dear.
It's a little bit further to go that way,
It's the loop.
but anyway. Anyway, so that was that. I took a day off, and then I did 15 minutes on the Wednesday, just
Okay.
around Harrow again, and it was fine. Then I had to travel back here, so I didn't run until yesterday.
Okay, how did that go?
Yesterday was okay. It's a bit hillier here. The plane really messed up my my body because I was sitting down for ages.
8 hours? But, 8 hours? Seven? Eight
well,
hours?
It was 10 hours in the plane. So I had to change in DC. Wow. So okay. It was eight and a half, and then two. But anyway, but I don't really mind. Again, I didn't care how fast it was. I didn't care how far it was. I had to get out and just go through the motions. So that was yesterday. And then, you know, today I'm going to go for a bike ride, I think.
Okay.
My plan is to just alternate, run, not run. And then when I'm stable with that, I'll start, you know, putting in something more substantive during, you know, the in-betweens.
How are you feeling about like keeping this going? Do you think you're back in there?
Yeah, the it's group? Good. It's good. I think I can. I think the main thing is just, at least for me, work and calling it a day at a certain time in the afternoon or evening and just saying, right, just 20 minutes. It doesn't matter if it's slow, just 20 minutes and then
get out there and do it.
You'll have your good days and eventually there'll be a series of runs each week that, you know, add up to something. So, yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
It's not complicated.
Absolutely. Just get out and do it. And so, 28 minutes at the end of 2021. What would you, if you had to make a realistic prediction for the end of 2022? What do you think?
Realistic, man. So realistically, I just want to be running.
Still running, okay.
If I can average running 5 days a week, that's being a bit ambitious. 4 days a week, so running more days than not during the year, and then exercising outside of that in a meaningful way, you know, gym, cycle, whatever. I'd call that success. I don't think I need to do anything more than that to see a lot of progress.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think. And I mean, just going on previously, I've got to break 20 minutes for 5K. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's a good target. Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking 5K park run. There aren't that many around here, so it's pretty hard to find them.
When was the last time that you were able to string a year's worth of training together? You remember?
Oh, man, when I first moved here. So okay. From August to August, August 29 to August, August 2019 to August 2020, I joined a group once a week to do a session, and I was probably doing... 3 hours of running a week. It was very, my body's changed in 10 years. Like, it's so different how I recover and how I have, you know, I just take advantage of days where I feel good. I just run a hot. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea how my body's going to respond. Usually 3 months is enough to see a pretty substantial change. And then I get injured. So if I'm here in April still talking to you, then,
success. So what can you do to enable yourself to be able to train? What can you do to
go to bed before 10 o'clock?
Okay. That's a good start. Is that it? That's the magic.
Honestly, it's some of these things. Go to bed before 10 o'clock and go for runs before I have breakfast.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a hard one because of just trying to balance work and everything else, but really those two things and stretching. Not even stretching, foam rolling and looking after my back.
Yeah.
That last year when I was exercising, I was spending up to an hour a day looking after my body in some way, just, you know, in the evening.
Some sort of maintenance, yeah. Okay.
Before a run, after run, whatever it may be.
Bed early, breakfast, run before breakfast, and look after your body. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. How is the weather in Nashville at the moment, Richard?
It's cold. It's probably freezing and below.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but before long, it's going to be like a nice May. So in about 2-3 months, it's going to be pretty warm. I'll be running in shorts again, and then by May, I'll be happy if I can run for more than 60 minutes without taking on water.
Right. So I think then that would help you if you can get in the habit of running in the morning. little bit cooler, I guess.
I
as
actually
well.
wouldn't mind running in like you know, a pretty impressive time of day, quite frankly.
Fair enough. You
as
like
long
the
as I drink
suffering,
enough
yeah?
water, as long as I drink enough water, it's basically a tempo run. If I run for an hour
yeah.
at like 11 o'clock in the morning in June or July, then my heart rate is just, I'm just like a Sunday run with Adam and Co. You know, is efficient. That will be efficient
2006
training.
Again.
In all seriousness, you know, it has to be finished by 11. I need to have water before and after, but it's manageable. I've done it. It's okay.
You know what to do. Okay. Right. Fantastic, Richard. I'm so pleased to hear that you're back on the treadmill, literally, or not literally.
It's far more interesting than a treadmill, thank goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. God, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they do it. Okay, Richard, right. Well, good luck the next 2 weeks. And I hope that you can continue your fantastic start to 2022. And 4 runs a week, 3 things, get to bed early, run before breakfast. And look after your body. Over and out. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Damien.
See you next time.